producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News, true insiders in Washington. None better than my friend, the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. And Bob, boy, this is crazy. They're really scrambling, trying to wrap things up before they take this five-week recess. I mean, now, you were in the game for a long time. Of all the times of the year when you're trying to get things passed, get things through, is this one of the biggest?
Oh, it is, because this is what we call, by the way, I'm putting on my old hat out of respect to my colleagues. This is the in-district work period. No recess, no vacation, in-district work period. So this is the time when you go home, it's before the elections, you come back after that for about 12 or 15 days, and it's all over with one way or the other with the elections. So it's a big time to get some things done, because when you go home, most members are out at county fairs, parades, town halls, and they're going to have to answer to a lot of things. So you want to go home with, you know, some wins, I would hope. And they will be with the veterans bill. They've got that. But they will be going home maybe with an unfinished highway bill, which you will see your state and all the states start to announce what's not going to be done now as of midnight tonight. That could cause some heartache. A border bill, it doesn't look good. If I had to bet, I wouldn't be betting my car they'll get one. The House and Senate are far apart, so it means the president's going to have to do something. And on the Republican side, mainly, they're going to be talking about the vote they had, except for five Republican members who voted to sue the president of the United States. They'll talk about that, I think, somewhat.
Yeah, the suing of the president, I mean, really, is the court going to take this up? Because the burden of proof is on the House, right?
Well, yes, this is what's interesting about this. Let's put aside the fact that, I mean, I do truly believe this was a PR stunt to keep John Boehner, you know, in his speakership. I really do, because people were unhappy on the right. But having said that, the actual substance of the case is interesting because the Republicans, who can't stand Obamacare, have targeted out that the reason they are suing, this is the main part of this lawsuit, is because he didn't implement the employer mandate in Obamacare. That's the basis, that he ignored the law and didn't implement the employer mandate in Obamacare itself. Now, as far as the presentation of it, it has to go to a district court, and then the court says it has standing or not. In other words, you know, is it following a true lawsuit? Somebody might have been aggrieved. And interestingly enough, individual members, Dennis Kucinich comes to mind, he sued President Bush over Libya. So there's been individual suits, but the courts have said that's one person. Now you've got an institution. Very interesting to see if it makes its first step in standing. Never been tried before in the country's history.
Wow. Yeah, it will be one to watch, no question about that. Speaking of watching, as we jump to the quicksand in the Middle East, Gaza Strip and the Palestinian kids and Hamas and what the Israelis are saying, boy, this is really ugly. I mean, again, this is your area, and you lived in Iran. Have you seen anything like this bad between Israel and the Palestinians?
I've been following this issue for years, both before I got in Congress, having lived over there, and then also, you know, since I was in Congress. But this about takes it all, because it's just bloody. And, you know, the U.N. Security Council is meeting because the shelling occurred at a U.N. school. And, of course, the U.N., one of the U.N. people got on TV and broke down crying. And it's just the emotion packed. A lot of children were killed. Israel said if it is their rockets, they'll apologize. But there was also an Israeli soldier taken to trial for putting 17 bullets in a 10-year-old Palestinian girl, and they had it on some type of audio tape. So, and I'm saying things happen in war situations. This really is like a war. We did things in Iraq, friendly fire on our own people. War is ugly. But this one's drawing emotion around the world, and let's hope that maybe once the tunnels all get routed out where the Hamas have used to attack Israelis, which they have done, then maybe there can be some kind of, you know, ceasefire. Of course, Hamas has to be willing. It's a terrorist group.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the key thing.
All the way around.
It is. People keep forgetting that about Hamas. Would you say it's safe to travel to Israel or not? We just had that thing where there was arguments over the flights and they were banned for 24 hours. You know that. But would you? What would you say to Americans who might say to you, is it safe for me to go?
I had a phone call this morning from a college roommate of mine, an old college roommate, who actually said, I want to go over now. And look, I've been in the middle of a revolution in Iran, and I told him no. So if that tells you anything, I don't think it's the most dangerous place, but one really won't. I wouldn't want to be over there on a bus or anything. It's not the air flight as much as, you know, just do you really want to be over there right now?
Yeah.
I think it'll calm down.
Right, maybe by before September, or who knows, because, I mean, we're into August almost, so, wow. All right, Bob Ney, thanks as always. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you again.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Great news, picking up that thread in that conversation with Bob Ney. Israel and Hamas have agreed to a 72-hour humanitarian ceasefire. Do you know this has been 24 days, this fighting, this so-called Gaza war? So Secretary of State John Kerry was pretty cautious about it. He said there were no guarantees, and of course there are no guarantees because there have been four other ceasefires, and they've all been violated. So this comes on the heels of Benjamin Netanyahu vowing to destroy every single tunnel that Hamas has created with or without a ceasefire. And the Palestinian death toll now is up over 1,400, many of them children. So it's not really the slap your back, high five, jubilation, wow, I can't believe it kind of thing that's happening here, because of what's happened with the last couple of ceasefires. So four short, and it's broken open again. But this is good news if this holds, because maybe there is a little crack. Maybe there is a little chance, at least temporarily, that this can be flushed out. I think it's tough because Israeli and Palestinian delegations were supposed to travel to Cairo for talks with the Egyptian government, and that whole thing was about reaching an end to the conflict. That didn't happen. So the truce begins 8 a.m. local time Friday. We're into it right now as I speak. We're into the truce. Let's see what Netanyahu does with those tunnels. And by the way, during the ceasefire, Israel will be able to continue its defense operations to do that, right? Supposedly. The Palestinians will be able to get food, medicine, humanitarian assistance, bury all of their dead, treat the wounded, travel back to their houses because they're scared to death to do that. And they've got massive repairs to make to water lines, energy systems, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, here we are. We're in the quicksand, and it's looking pretty good, at least for the next couple of days. And they're really trying to push these delegations, the parties to get together, the Palestinians and the Israelis. And the UN is saying that the ceasefire announcement was the result of Secretary General Ban Ki-moon's trip to Cairo, to the Middle East, but also pushing for this diplomacy at all levels. Now, Ban Ki-moon, I heard he was off the charts, fuming, upset over what happened the other day at the Gaza Strip, you know, violating a UN sanctuary. So maybe this had something to do with it. We're going to talk about that and so much more. We have a few hallelujah moments on the flip side here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, do you think that this ceasefire holds up? And maybe we actually will have some kind of a deal, at least temporarily. But, you know, these Band-Aids, it's just like what we say at the border. The Band-Aids only last so long. Eventually, you got to pull them off, and you still feel the pain. 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. Or you can flip me an email at americatonight.net. All right, here is the, I think, really the hallelujah moment of the week. Because, remember, it's a 5-week break right now for everybody on the Hill. They're out stumping for votes, all that other kind of stuff, because we have midterm elections once they get back in September. That's in November, so we know that that's going to be a dead zone time. Luckily, this happened, not surprisingly, though, I think, but the Senate okayed the bill to overhaul the VA, thank goodness. So now Obama's got it on his desk. He's going to sign it. It's $16 billion, and a lot of that money will be funneled toward new doctors and medical facilities, all that kind of stuff that was lacking. And I'll tell you what, I said this the other night, and I sincerely mean this. They're right now, they're investigating. They're investigating what happened in Phoenix and 6 other VA hospitals. And I really hope that they come up with some criminal charges in the end. You know, that they're already promising that. At least the new VA secretary, Robert McDonald, is saying that. He's saying that he's, one, going to carry out reforms as fast as possible to speed up the returning soldiers, any kind of care, when they once they enter the system and eliminate, of course, the ridiculous double record keeping and some of the other problems that resulted in veterans dying while waiting months or even years. There were a few that waited years for appointments. So this VA bill is a rare example of swift bipartisan action in the days leading up to this August recess, which is now. I mean, you know, it's boom, this is it. Everybody's left or they're leaving, and nothing else is getting through. So thank goodness this happened. I think we should have some applause from our live studio audience if they're sitting around. We have to ply them with Red Bull to get some reaction out of them. Jimmy Kimmel doesn't have this problem, right? Jimmy Fallon doesn't have this problem. Of course, they're doing the TV thing, and they have big, big budgets. But there we go. Yeah, send in the clowns. Oh, thank you. Thank goodness. Because, you know, here on our show, we've talked about the VA woes for a long time, not just this year, not when the investigation happened. And, you know, hats off to CNN because they were the ones who first discovered what was going on with the Phoenix VA. And that really changed things. And all of a sudden, the deeper the investigation went, the more we saw the double record keeping. And we're not even through the bottom, you know, to the bottom of that yet at this point. So that's the good news. The bad news is, while everybody scatters, the Senate killed the immigration bill. So there isn't anything there. It was a $2.7 billion Democratic plan to respond to the Central American kids mostly that are flooding the borders, and in particular the Rio Grande Valley area in Texas. But regardless, the money that was supposedly so desperately needed did not go through. The House Republican leaders called off a vote on Thursday, you remember. They had a $659 million emergency response to the border influx from Central America. And now in the Senate, that just was crippled on the vine. And this isn't surprising because watching what was happening in the House, it was bound to happen in the Senate. So now the 5 weeks happens. Everybody is gone. Nothing happens in the interim. You can bet when we're talking about election time that nothing's going to happen then. So Speaker John Boehner said he'd be working with this caucus and that would go into the night. Into the night. The Senate measure fell short of the 60 votes needed to push it, and so that doesn't move. Obama asked originally for $3.7 billion to strengthen the border security, to speed up the process, to hire the judges, to find new places to put the unaccompanied minors from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. And it's gotten worse in the last 10 months when this whole thing kicked in. So at this point now you ask yourself, immigration reform. How many people really thought we were going to have some serious immigration reform? No. Not until we swing through the midterms. Not until that happens. I think this is going to be part of what you'll see from the hometown congressperson or senator, because this is what everybody is getting asked. What are you going to do? What's happening to the country? Where is money coming from? How do we rectify what's happened here? And Jeff Sessions said the plan to unilaterally issue work permits to as many as 6 million immigrants living illegally in the U.S. is a violation of the Immigration and Nationality Act. And he's right. From a legal perspective, he's right. He tried to get an amendment that would block the action to the Senate border legislation, but the Democrats defeated his motion. So that's where we're at. Nothing is moving on the border. Nothing. And if we're really stuck between a rock and a hard place, they needed at least a little bit of emergency funding. So now the reality is anybody working the Border Patrol agents, nothing is happening that's going to put a dent in their job unless some of the National Guard end up going to the border, more National Guard end up there. I think then that would help alleviate some of the problems. The National Guard could escort the kids and work on some of the things to take the pressure off the back of the Border Patrol guys. But as it stands right now, the problem is just going to get worse. It's just going to get worse. So think about it. In 30 out of the last 32 midterm elections, the party opposite of the president gained seats in Congress. So will we see that mobilization or no? Will the numbers pretty much stay the way they are? I think 6 seats in the Senate is hard to make up. I really, really do. I think it's very, very tough. And now you have, but you do have a president whose coattails, if that's worth anything, are not very valuable at this point. The people who trotted out in droves for Obama, and in the last election, he barely had 4%, remember, of the popular vote over Romney even. So now this is going to be the same thing with the base and how many people are going to come out to vote. How many people are going to, I mean, the apathetic voter population is off the charts in a sense here in the United States anyway, but how many are going to go out for the midterms? That's why 2016 becomes even that much more interesting. As I've said all along, if we were going to handicap anything, what happens with the midterms and how that shoots into 2015, the Hillary Clinton question mark, because I think it's pretty much a done deal if she wants it. She's the Democratic nominee. I don't see anybody standing in the way of Hillary Clinton. But then what happens on the Republican side? That's why it's important to really watch these midterms. And Rand Paul, by the way, is maneuvering, getting ready for trips to Iowa. He's testing the waters. That's what you do when you decide that you are serious about making a run for president. You have to do those stops where you go to New Hampshire and you go to Iowa, and Iowa is number one. So he's making the plans to do that, but he's certainly not the only one. So keep an eye on the midterms. We're certainly going to do that here on America Tonight. And I've said this before, if there's confusion as to who your representatives are, there they are. You know what to do. Send me a note at americatonight.net, and I'll fill in the blanks for you.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's ManCow for you. Hear him here. GCN.
Whoa! This is big! By popular demand, the Freeze-Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze-Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up, turn it on. Shake it up, yeah, 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 yeah. Your daddy don't know what your mama's gonna do tonight.
All right, people are starting to pound in the emails. You can do the same on this Israeli Palestinian ceasefire, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Got this one from Jake, who says, hey, Katie Kate, how about that? 72 hours. I don't think Kerry had anything to do with it. He couldn't walk his mother across the street. I give credit to Ban Ki-moon. I think he was upset, as you said, and you had some people on from the UN. You've got some great inside knowledge there, and I think there was so much pressure. For once, they actually got it right. And after all those people were killed and killed in a UN shelter, they had enough, and all of that chaos led to the pressure on Israel, and I think that's what that 72 hours is about. Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. It's, you know, I think Kerry was in the middle of it, but I think it was Ban Ki-moon and what happened with those people who should have been safe, and the Israelis saying at one point, Well, yeah, you have a ceasefire, but that place wasn't on the exact street of where that ceasefire would have pertained to, and a bunch of nonsense. And then with the investigation by the UN as to whether or not there's some war crimes being committed here, that put even more pressure on Israel, even though Benjamin Netanyahu is certainly not copping to that and saying that no matter what's going on, they are blowing up those tunnels. They are going to get rid of those tunnels. Got another one here from Drew listening to us in the great state of Florida. And Drew says, Kate, I couldn't really tell where you were in Florida, but I am so glad you are in the Sunshine State. Come over to the other side, the sexy side of Florida, and that would be Miami. I have spent some time in Miami. The thing about Miami is it's a lot of fun. Coconut Grove's fun, and there's some great restaurants there. But the traffic, I really think the traffic is in Miami is definitely on the top five list. I mean, you could argue, you could say L.A., you could say New York City. I'm sure at one point all of you, no matter where you live, have had to go through some brutal traffic. And I'd say L.A., I'd say New York, I'd say Chicago. Try that Dan Ryan Expressway. I've been in the middle of that during rush hour. I put that on the list. I would put Houston on the list as terrible, terrible traffic. But Miami is, it's like a standstill. You could throw a frisbee, eat a Cuban sandwich, get back into your car, and you're still not moving anywhere. But it is a really fun place to go, no doubt. All right, on the serious side here, how about this Ebola story that we've been talking about? We had Dr. James Hubbard on the other day, and he said that he thought that there was misinformation and we shouldn't panic and think, hey, Ebola is coming to the United States and it's massively contagious. And 90% of the people who get it die. And if they don't die, it is very painful to recover from and super contagious. So now there's the story, and this is true. An Atlanta hospital is going to treat the American with Ebola. So what would happen? It's like you ask yourself, okay, so these doctors are saying it's not going to happen, but what happens if it does hit the United States? Well, there is no treatment for this. I mean, there's no, it's pure, purely, if you get through this illness, it's obviously near miraculous if 90% of the people who get it die from it. So you have this doctor, and it is so sad to read the story of this doctor who was treating people with Ebola and was stricken by the disease, right? So you have two very sick, in that small window of time, American medical workers in Liberia who got infected. They're in stable condition, so I guess that's, of course, the good news here, because they were doing a humanitarian mission thing at Samaritan's Purse. That's the name of the group. And they're trying to get them back to the United States. Now, Dr. Kent Brantley, the second guy who got Ebola, was offered an experimental. This guy's a doctor. He was offered an experimental serum, but only one dose. They only one dose. That's what they had, right? And they asked him if he was willing to take the chance. And of course, he got a unit of blood from a 14-year-old boy who had survived Ebola because of Dr. Brantley's care. So the boy and his family wanted to help the doctor, and they say that this has what has put him in stable condition. If he didn't get that from the kid, he wouldn't have even had that, because then they had to do the medevac plane thing. The CDC is all over this, and they're going to, you know, they're doing as much as they can for him at this point. It is very scary stuff, and certainly we know that. And this is why they are sealing up the borders of Liberia, for fear of anybody else being infected. The CDC director even felt compelled to issue a statement because their phone lines are burning up with calls from people. And what they said is there's the potential that actual movement of the patient could do more harm than benefit of the more advanced superior care outside of the country of infection. So the decision to move an infected patient, they're saying, is a complicated question. And, you know, that's, they say that they could work with whatever operation and pursue it, you know, in that direction. And that's what the CDC raised the red flag because, okay, wait a second, what do you mean? So who's coming back? What's happening with the serum? What's going on with the blood treatment? Because there was actually blood treatment to both of the American patients because there are no proven treatments, folks. There are no proven vaccines. And if they can, in the best case scenario, unlikely, but if one, if they do come up with one, it's at least a year. And the Ebola outbreak in West Africa is getting worse. It's the largest known in history, and it'll take 3 to 6 months to manage the outbreak. And that's why that doctor was there. So it's all about that recovery time. If they can recover, will their blood test normalize? They can't show any symptoms. They have to isolate them until then because it is so, so, so contagious. So in a cliche kind of way, this is absolutely a marathon and not a sprint. I mean, this is going to take time, but thank goodness he had the blood transfusion because this at this point, this is what's helping him hang on. Now, going over there and treating the people, he obviously knew the risks, but probably felt, as the organization did, that they were going to be okay, that they would be able to ward this off, which I don't understand that thinking. If you listen to the conversation we had the other day with Dr. Hubbard, any exposure to it is massively dangerous. So the two people that were right on top of this, of course, get infected with it. It just shows or illustrates once again how we do not want Ebola to come to the United States. And since we're on the subject of spreading diseases and diseases, now what's on the rise is, last time I went to my doctor, he said, make sure you get a TB shot. TB is spreading. Chicken pox is spreading. And you know where this is happening? This is happening because of what's going on with this coming into the country from over the border. So you have these kids who are fleeing the violence in Honduras, and unfortunately, they've brought diseases in with them, and some of those diseases are hitting the people, Border Patrol agents and others that are working with, you know, with them. So we've got no border bill, no more funding to help process the kids faster because you have to have an immigration judge. You have to do it that way. There has to be a deportation hearing and to try to also pair up the child, the unaccompanied minor who's come in with the adult that's in the country if they're there because some of them are coming in just to seek asylum. So the shocker is no more money, massive problems, over 120,000 illegals arrested near Tucson at this point. And you have, frankly, people in Arizona, people in Texas saying, man, we need help. We've got to get help. And there are no more Border Patrol agents to go around at this point. It's impossible. We're looking for solutions, folks. Looking for those solutions. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Odds and ends as we hit the final corner here in this hour of America Tonight.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Down the street with the print pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat?
You know, you're probably saying to yourself, what is she doing with the opera music? For you opera fans out there, the Metropolitan Opera, part of Odds and Ends, postponed a threatened lockout late on Thursday night, saying that they had done so at the request of a federal mediator. They were brought in at the 11th hour to try and salvage the contract negotiations with the unions representing the orchestra and the chorus. So this has been a nightmare. Everything has been shut down. When I was out in San Diego, I ran into these two young girls who were opera singers, and I said they were working a booth at a trade show, and we started to have the conversation, and they launched into one of their arias and said that, yeah, there was no opera, that opera was pretty much iced, that they were having all kinds of problems. So now they've got this 72-hour reprieve, if you will, to try to reach agreements with the unions but it's still unclear if the lockout was averted or delayed or whatever, because I'm sure you have this on your calendar, don't you, all of you out there? Opening night is not until September 22nd, so a lockout would stop rehearsals. But seriously, in this country, if you kill off the Met, you kill off that genre of music, and it just was that bad. If you had gone to New York, you would have seen a lot of those musicians picketing. You know, they would have been, they were walking around with signs for weeks on end. I mean, even think about the people that are employed. So electricians, the set builders, all those kinds of folks. Anyway, that's odds and ends for you, right? A couple of other things that we'll stuff into this segment. Again, making that final couple of turns here for this Hour of America tonight. And I say this all the time, but I'll say it again because the mailbox is just flooded. 24/7, you want events, you can do that, americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you are in just like that. All right, scary to me is I am now learning. I just got a text moments ago, but Tropical Storm Bertha is forming in the Atlantic, and this is from the National Hurricane Center. So you know how we are about hurricanes. Let me give you the skinny on this. A lot of listeners could be affected by it, but, you know, that's all the let's see where it goes kind of thing. Right now, the storm is 275 miles east of Barbados, east-southeast of Barbados. I just looked at a map. And the tropical storm warnings have been issued for Barbados, the Dominica, and St. Lucia as well. Tropical storm watches are in place for Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands at this point. Now, so we know this thing could kind of dissipate or it can turn into a monster. So be on the lookout for Tropical Storm Bertha. Oh, if you have ever been through a hurricane, it is something that you do not want to go through. Here's something none of us want to ever deal with, but it was a terrible day for the markets. The Dow dropped 317 points. Just a terrible day on Wall Street. It's, I mean, the best thing really you could say is thank goodness we got to the end of the day. So all the gains, the Dow going down 317 points, that erases every single gain for the year. The S&P 500, the NASDAQ also dumped down about 2%. There was a lot of, so you say, well, why is that happening? Remember, as I've said before, even though I've schooled myself in trying to learn as much as I could about the financial markets, having to, frankly, take over my own 401k, and I've talked about that before in America Tonight, but I'm not giving financial advice. It's like standing at the craps table, even when you think you know what you think you know. But heavy selling overseas is partially to do with this, partially what affected it. And a lot of this is part and parcel being worried about, like, Argentina's latest debt default, more problems with a big Portuguese bank. It's just the littlest thing, the littlest tweak can send it tumbling. And European markets were down, so you watch that. They were down sharply. And then you had some of your big blue chippers, like Yum Brands, right? And Yum, if you don't know, is the big giant conglomerate behind KFC and Taco Bell and Pizza Hut. And they're talking about the tainted meat scandal in China that'll cut into its profits for the year. So the stock dropped 5%. And when a blue chip stock like that goes down, a lot of times, you know, you watch and you see it, and it's just a bad beat. Kraft had a bad quarter. Stocks down 6%. Kellogg, terrible, down 6% too. So, again, a lot of those gains really, really, really went in the opposite direction, unfortunately, for everybody who is watching to see what's happening with their portfolio. And because I posted something about this show, The Big Bang Theory, some of you might watch it. You know, I'm not a big TV head, but my nephew is in love with this show and forced me to watch a few episodes. So if you are a fan of this show, it reminds me of what happens when shows get popular. Like, remember Friends, when that got popular, and then the actors got into it with the producers as far as salary. So Warner Brothers, which shares a parent company with CNN, is saying that because of ongoing contract negotiations, production on The Big Bang Theory's eighth season has been postponed. It was supposed to begin on Wednesday, but they've got a couple of people, a couple of their big stars of this show who are holding out. They were getting $325,000 an episode, but they want up to $1 million an episode, and they want back-end profits. I mean, hey, a business is a business, but when you're sitting out there and you're stringing jobs together and then you hear that, oh, that's, imagine, $325,000 an episode, that's just not enough. But the network is making a ton of money off the show, and that's part of it. That's part of that whole negotiating thing. So if you are a fan of The Big Bang Theory, it was supposed to return on September 22nd, and best guesses, what they're saying is, don't count on it. Don't count on it, because we've got massive delays now, so that probably gets pushed into maybe October, unless they suddenly go back. We hardly ever talk about those kind of entertainment things, but since we're wrapping odds and ends up with a kind of zigging and zagging in different directions, how about this Sharknado 2? I don't get it, frankly. I don't get it anyway. I didn't even know what Sharknado was. We talked about this the other night, but the Sci-Fi Channel's first Sharknado movie last July started to become huge because of social media. So the second movie, that's called Sharknado 2, the second one, is getting attention through, again, Twitter and Facebook and all that kind of stuff. And they say about 3.9 million viewers tuned into Wednesday's sequel. I mean, are you kidding me? So it was an increase from the people who actually tuned in for the original Sharknado. The only thing with sharks that I watch is Shark Week on the Discovery Channel, right? That's it for me. Only then. That's the only time I'm watching. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
A Big Berkey water filter.
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.